Blog Talk Radio.
I'm just a normal boy that sank when I fell overboard. My ship would leave the country, but I'd rather swim ashore. Without a life that I'd be stuck against. Wish I was much more masculine. Maybe then I could learn to swim like 18 miles away. Now floating up and down, I spin colliding into sound. Like whale beneath me diving down, I'm sinking to the bottom of my everything that freaks me out. The lighthouse gleam has just run out. I'm cold as cold can be. Thank you.
leave me. Look around, choose your own ground. How you live, how you fly, smiles you'll give and tears you'll cry. And all you touch and all you see, and all your life will ever be. Run, rabbit.
were all yellow. I came along, I wrote a song for you, and all the things you do. And it was called Yellow.
I miss the good part that I realized. I started looking and the bubble burst. I started looking for excuses. Come on in, I've gotta tell you what a state I'm in. I've gotta tell you in my loudest tone that I started looking for a warning sign. When the truth is, I miss you. Yeah, the truth is, that I miss you so. A warning sign. You came back to haunt me and I realized and I passed you by. When you were an island to discover. Come on in, I've gotta tell you what a state I'm in. I've gotta tell you in my last. Started looking for a warning sign. When the truth is, I miss you. Yeah, the truth is.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Please, you can find me. Either shout out to all the deep divers. You, and you. I see you. I see all of you. I hope you're taking care of yourself, deep divers. I hope you're getting your butt into nature. There are two places you can find me, either in the heart of nature or in the heart of nature. Oh, that was beautiful. Breathe with me, deep divers. Woo! Breathing in that grass, prana, baby. And I'm here to bring you the good news. The whole world is waking up. Slowly but surely, their matrix ship is sinking. Their ship full of lies is sinking. The whole world is waking up. Can you feel this massive awakening happening? I can feel it. Because the regular Joe blogs on the street is now questioning, which they weren't doing before. People are now scratching their heads to say, wait a minute, and it's about time. You see, I wrote down this, deep divers. I pray for the day that good news becomes more popular than bad news. Well, this day has come because people are ready for the good news. Because we're tired, right, of the fear porn, of the doom and gloom, the world is ending because of COVID. No, it's not. What seems like the end is nothing more than a new beginning in disguise, deep divers. We got a whole lot to celebrate about. Raising the frequency. What are we doing right now? Raising the vibration. Inhaling the good ass prana, baby. Peace. Infinite waters. Diving deep once again. Beautiful deep divers of planet Earth. If you're trying to make real money online, you need to start with Amazon FBA, dropshipping, Shopify. One love to all of you. We are out here in the heart of nature, sprinkling all of these blessings on you right now. Take that, take that, take that. Good ass energy. If you are watching this video, blessings you didn't even ask for are about to show up in your life. Slow motion, you guys. I said, if you are watching this video, blessings you did not even ask for are about to show up in your life. Let's start with good energy. A lot of people always write to me, they're like, Ralph, after I watch any one of your videos, I feel better. And that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to show you positivity, good energy is always more powerful than negative energy. Let me tell you this. The whole world is waking up. Good news. Slowly but surely, their matrix ship is sinking. It's already hit the iceberg. Because this entire system was built on a house of cards. That's why it's collapsing so fast. Even the cat down the road knows it. The world is slowly reclaiming its freedom. Is slowly reclaiming its power. I told you, COVID means creating our vision in detail. Slow motion this side. And this whole global pandemic has actually been the greatest catalyst for the biggest awakening on Earth. You see, deep dives it takes. The worst thing to happen sometimes for the best thing to happen for you. And what happened to all of us is that because of this authoritarian 1984 nightmare people have been living in of lockdown, quarantine, It's forced people to go within. It's forced people to ask questions, to say, wait a minute, did I really come here to be a slave? Did I really come here to live in lockdown? And people are saying, no, I came here to be free. And no one has the right to tell me what I can and can't do with my life. It's my body, repeat it, deep divers with me. My body, my choice, my choice. My freedom, say one more time. My body, my choice, my freedom. I told you, all around the world, we are seeing a collapse of this whole system. In the United Kingdom, they have said, hey, we're not going to roll out the vaccine passports. This is huge. For a second, they were saying, hey, if you want to go into a nightclub, you must have this green pass or this medical certificate. And they're like, actually, we're going to scrap that. That's the good news. Restrictions are being lifted in Norway. COVID restrictions. In Finland. In Denmark. Now, the Brazilian president, Bolsonaro, it's like we're refusing these vax passes and these green passes. We don't want them. And he's actually one of the only G20 leaders that has refused to get the vax. Now, the media is saying he is crazy and the Brazilian people want him to go. But I know a lot of Brazilians who are like, actually, we support him. The former Premier of New South Wales, Gladys Berejiklian, she has resigned. Because this is the time we're living in, where the truth is coming out. You see, three things that can never be hidden. The sun, the moon, and the truth. Thank goodness for that. And we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? Hey. Deep divers, I told you, there is a whole worldwide awakening. Even celebrities are starting to wake up. And we are the real celebrities because we are the true stars. But people like Nicki Minaj, Dalzin, the former Victoria model, Secret, the former Victoria Secret model, came out saying actually she is not willing to participate in a society that is treating people differently based on their medical preferences, right? So even people in the mainstream are starting to wake up. People are now starting to say something is not making sense. And that's the good news. People are starting to question the media and say, wait a minute, why are you always feeding us fear and bad news? I want to remind you, I want to give you this good news message, deep diver. You came here for this. You came here for this exact moment. Chosen ones, you're always like, hey, why did I come here? You came here for this moment because this is the final end game. And we're now seeing people's true colors. We're seeing people, athletes, people coming out of the woodwork saying, actually, right now, I refuse to take the shot because, and they give their reason. Now, the media often calls these people anti-vaxxers. And I told you, I'm not anti-vax. I'm pro-choice. Because anytime you say, I'm anti-vax, that's what they want. You don't want to be anti-vax. You want to be pro-choice. Because if you say, I'm anti-vax, now you don't go and give your reason for why you don't want to take the shot. So don't say you're anti-vax. Say, I believe in choice for every human being, that they have the right to choose. That's the more powerful stance you can take. I'm not anti-lockdown. I'm pro getting my butt into nature, raising the frequency. I'm not anti-face mask. I'm pro breathing in that good ass prana, baby. So I want to remind you.
For my online store alone, we sold over $500,000 worth of spices. That's so crazy.
That went from. We have to realize that there has been a war on humanity for a long time. We have to remind ourselves that there are forces, I call them the inorganic ones, who do not want to see humanity awaken and rise to a higher frequency and vibration. Well, the good news is that it's inevitable. We are already moving to that place as a collective. Why? Because people are now starting to see through this illusion. The ship is starting to sink. The Emperor wears no clothes. Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. Yes, we're now realizing the power has been with us all along. And the good news I have for you is to remind yourself, you were given this life because you are strong enough to live it. I want to remind you, Deep Divers, we have been here many times before, and we are going to be here many times after, because our soul is immortal. And when you realize energy can never be destroyed, only transferred, you realize there is nothing to fear. You see, how they control billions of people is through fear. Fear is their greatest power. Your fear is their greatest power. Their greatest fear is that you wake up to your true power. Slow motion this side. And this is what's happening. A lot of people are saying, actually, right now, I'm putting love first. I'm not afraid because my soul is immortal. My soul is eternal. And I'm not going to do something that is not in agreement with my heart, space, or soul. I'm not going to be forced into doing something. I'm not going to be gaslighted. You're not going to make it out as if I'm so crazy. No, I'm just waking up and I've got a mind of my own. I've got my own common sense, and this is the good news. You see, people are refusing to be gaslit. And I told you, this form of manipulation is so prevalent in the media. Gaslighting is when you make someone doubt their own sanity. You're like, oh my gosh, maybe it's all in my mind. No, you're not crazy. You're just waking up. Right now, millions of people are starting to realize everything they have been told is up for questioning. And this is why the whole world is waking up. How can you expect someone to give you the truth that has been lying to you your entire life? Slow motion this side. You were told it is little you. Good news, the whole world is waking up slowly but surely. The Matrix ship is sinking because people realize they're not the only one that thinks like this. There are millions of other people that think like this. And together, we are stronger. This is the revolution that's happening right now as I speak. People are starting to unite. People are starting to come together. People are starting to realize that the 99% hold all of the power, and they're taking it back. What happens if drivers stop driving fuel around? You have a fuel crisis. What happens if nurses leave? You have a health crisis. So we make up the entire system. Without our participation, there is no system. So people are now starting to realize this. And I want to remind you, this is a great time to be alive, because it took something like this for people to really wake up, to say, wait a minute. It wasn't even cool before COVID. And we have to get right with the planet, right? Good news, Deep Divers. The whole world is waking up. There are people who are so young who are contacting me. They're like, Ralph, I'm waking up. And this is great to see that the youth is waking up, that people are starting to realize this. Out of everything that's happened, we have changed. This has forced us to change. It's forced us to ask bigger questions, to say, hey, what's the meaning of life? Hey, what did I come here for? Hey, who is really pulling the strings? Hey, who is really the creator of my reality? And more people are choosing to be the co-creator of their own reality. They are tearing up this BS media narrative, and they are creating their own. We are now seeing a health revolution before our own very eyes. 7-Day Vegan Challenge. More people are more conscious about eating to live. I've got to boost my immune system, Ralph. I don't want to get sick. You see how it all works? So I told you, what seems like a bad thing that's happening, there's actually a great lesson to be learned. People are now eating to live. People are now more conscious of eating coconuts, limes, mangoes, dates, figs, pineapples, and of course peaches, and of course grapes. People are now saying, hey, I've got to get my health right. And that's the good news. Also, we are now seeing all over the world that people among every nation are finding what they all have in common. And what we all have in common is that we all are here to protect our freedom, our mental health, the mental health of our children. And this is the good news. So you're often going to see the media tell you that it's only going to get worse. No. Great things are happening. The greatest awakening is happening as I speak, and it can't be stopped. It's going mainstream. What? Slow motion this side. I told you, three things that can never be hidden. The sun, the moon, and the truth. And the truth is coming out, and it's here to stay. Big tech have been censoring people. That is over. Big pharma have been controlling people. That is over.
I was making so much money with DoorDash. I wanted to earn money in my free time, but I didn't want to go out and get a boring 9-to-5.
I want you to remind yourself, reality is nothing more than the eyes that you...
I wanted to apologize for the ads because that's another distraction that's happening. You know, it seems that AI or whatever has gotten smart to the point to where, you know, even on this particular platform, I'm unable to upload the YouTubes like I used to be able to upload. Now they're making very challenging for me to upload for, you know, a smooth playback. Now, you know, we have ads. We have all kind of distractions now. You know what I'm saying? So when we start to figure it out as far as how to, you know, do our own thing without their ads and their influence, you know what I'm saying? They make it very hard for us. So I do apologize for the ads that are going on. It seems that the YouTube channels of Ralph Smart, some of the go-to channels that I go to, now the ads are more than ever. There's like four or five, you know, different within a 15-minute, you know, within a 15-minute segment, there's like five different ads. You know what I'm saying? So they don't up that shit. So, you know, not to get distracted or anything like that, but it's like, you know, their energy now is kind of like a parasite at the moment. You know, it's like a pest, like an insect. That like a fly that just won't go away. You know what I mean? And all of this is by design. So, again, I do apologize, but everything that Ralph is saying, and I hope you guys, you know, don't get swayed or distracted by those five-second distractions.
Choose to see the world in. And if we all can remind ourselves, all you need is 1% to shift the entire collective, everything will change. Hold a meditation with your friends. That's the solution. That's the solution. People are like, Ralph, give us some solutions. That's the solution. That's the solution. Hold a meditation with your friends and hold that vision you want for the world, and it will manifest. Set your intention today, and the world will be as you desire. And then you'll just say, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? Hey, beautiful deep divers, I'm just breathing in that grass, prana baby, raising the frequency, raising the vibration. Shout out to everyone who's been getting the wonderful Gadaf Prana shirts at ralphsmart.com/clothes and spreadshirt.com if you're in America. And if you're a sexy ass model, woo, with a whole lot of heart who wants to model the clothing, well, go and buy some, okay? Add me on Instagram, Deep Divers, for more daily inspiration at ralphsmart, at Infinite Waters, and Facebook at ralphsmart, at Infinite Waters, and Snapchat at Good Ass Prana, baby. Check out the new book, Deep Divers, for more powerful, soul-nurturing, life-changing information just like this. Feel Alive by Ralph Smart on Amazon and at ralphsmart.com/the book. They tried to bury us, Deep Divers. They forgot we were thieves. The good news is that the whole world is waking up. Slowly but surely, the lives shift. The matrix ship is sinking. All lives have an expiry date. The truth will set you free, Deep Divers. One love to all of you. Infinite Waters, diving deep once again. Stay well. Stay healthy. Peace. You! Inhale the good shit. Exhale the bullshit. Let me do that again. Inhale the good shit. Exhale the bullshit.
All right, guys. Peace. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Haru, the Oracle 7 Presents. And today, guys, I just kind of want to paint a picture. You know, there's a lot of stuff. Well, the internet shut down yesterday, just a few apps, you know, Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. But I feel that it's an innuendo into what they may try to do abruptly because, again, remember, the game that they play on us is through emotional manipulation. So I'm not sure if you guys – many of you that I've been sharing with do not know about emotional manipulation. So I am going to actually share this. It's real, guys. Why did the media only share bad news with you? Well, the media, you know, just like America, is a corporation. So, you know, it's part of the script, right? This shit is wild. But, you know, that's okay. You know, we have to, right, stop giving them power. But we also have to become aware of how they did it, right? So dark psychology, covert emotional manipulation. I want to go ahead and insert this clip into this broadcast so you guys can kind of also get a view of the game, one of the biggest chess pieces on the board, emotional manipulation.
Scenarios. Chapter 1, Covert Emotional Manipulation. What is covert emotional manipulation? It is no coincidence that covert emotional manipulation, also known as CEM, is featured first in this book. Many of the dark psychology tactics you will come across make use of this type of emotional manipulation in one way or the other. As you learn more about the world of dark psychology and its various manifestations, you will recognize signs of CEM. Understanding exactly what CEM consists of is therefore a vital first step in understanding dark psychology. Covert emotional manipulation is the attempt by one person to influence the thoughts and feelings of another in an underhand way that is undetected by the person being manipulated. Breaking down each of the three words in the title is a great way to get a handle on this foundational idea. Covert refers to the way some manipulators are able to hide their intentions and their true nature of their actions. Not all emotional manipulation and influence can be categorized as covert. victims of the covert type, however, will typically not know they have been manipulated, not understand the way manipulation has been carried out, and not even be able to guess at the motivation of their manipulator. CEM is a dark psychological self-bomber, avoiding detection and defense until it is too late. The emotional side of the manipulation refers to the specific focus of the manipulator. Other types of possible manipulation include people's behaviors, beliefs, and willpower. CEM focuses specifically on impacting a person's emotional state and reality. Many manipulators focus in on this area of influence, as they know a person's emotions are the key to all other aspects of their personality. Manipulating someone's emotions is like slicing their jugular vein. If a person has emotional control, they have full control. The final piece of this puzzle is the term manipulation. It is a common misunderstanding that influence and manipulation are the same thing. This is not the case. Manipulation refers to the underhand and hidden process of influence that takes place by the awareness of the person being controlled. The intention behind influencing someone, as opposed to the intention behind manipulating them, is another key difference. An influencer has the mindset of, I would like to help you make decisions that are good for you. A manipulator has the mentality of, I want to secretly control you to benefit myself. Therefore, understanding the intention behind any given behavior is in large part deciding whether it is an example of covert emotional manipulation or not. Now you have an overview of exactly what covert emotional manipulation is and how it differs from other forms of influence and control. The most likely situations to find covert emotional manipulation taking place will now be explored, as well as the main types of manipulative characters that occur time and time again. Situations and manipulators. Broadly speaking, there are four primary scenarios in which covert emotional manipulation can take place. These are the professional, personal, romantic, and family spheres of life. Romantic covert emotional manipulation is perhaps the most common scenario and can also be the most deadly. Less obvious forms of CEM can be found almost anywhere, though. Once you understand the concept and the practical applications of it, you will be able to guard against it, no matter what situation you find yourself in. Just as there are common scenarios in which covert emotional manipulation can occur, there are common types of people who manifest the ideas underpinning CEM. Being able to link the theory of CEM to actual personal portrayals of its ideas is an essential aspect of understanding it fully. A controlling romantic partner is a common personal portrayal of the principles of CEM. If someone is in a romantic relationship and their partner is obviously trying to control them, the person is likely to be disgusted by what is happening and is looking to find a way out of the situation. For this reason, many controlling partners exercise their influence in the most covert way possible. Their girlfriend or wife ends up being a victim to total emotional manipulation without ever realizing it is taking place. This grants the manipulator the control they desire, without any of the risks of being discovered and losing the other person for good. A so-called friend might also make use of CEM to get the outcome they want out of their relationship with another person. In this specific group, one of the most common types of manipulator is someone who covertly induces in a friend the feelings of guilt, sympathy, and obligation towards them. The friend who is being manipulated in this way will be unaware that they are being influenced. They will not be able to explain why they feel and behave the way they do toward their friend, the manipulator. The professional domain is another common playground for covert emotional manipulators. Countless people have stories of having worked for a boss or the person of authority who seemed to trigger mysterious feelings of guilt, fear, or duty in them. People who have been manipulated in this way could never identify why these feelings exist or where they came from. Family contexts are some of the most problematic within the world of CEM. A skilled manipulator who is able to find a victim within their own family is likely to be very dangerous in terms of the influence they can exercise. This is due to the fact that CEM is a powerful technique even when the manipulator and victim have no genuinely deep connection to each other. When the genuine connection of blood relation is added to the mix, the level of control and influence can be increased exponentially. Why are family situations so suited to the use of CEM? Simply put, people already feel a level of social obligation to help people out in their own family and go the extra mile to ensure their needs are attended to. This existing predisposition toward influence is added to by the covert emotional manipulative practices, and the outcome is a very valuable victim. So how exactly do covert emotional manipulators manage to instill such levels of control over their victims? They have a range of tactics that are hard to detect and even harder to resist. Read on to discover the secrets of the covert emotional manipulators. Covert emotional manipulation methods. You now know exactly what covert emotional manipulation is and is not, and the types of situations it can occur in. This is a good foundational understanding of the topic, but it is also important to recognize some of the specific tactics used by manipulators in their pursuit of control. The entire purpose of this type of emotional manipulation is to keep it as undetected as possible. This section aims to blow the secret world wide open for all to understand. Love bombing. Love bombing is a technique typically used by emotional manipulators at the start of their interaction with a victim. It involves the intense, sudden, and forceful display of positive feelings toward a victim. This may seem counterintuitive at first. If a person is trying to harm someone, why do they act so intensively positive at first? Because it serves their own objectives. The theory behind love bombing is it creates an intense feeling of trust, affection, and compliance from the victim to their manipulator. The extent to which love bombing is used and the people it is used on depends upon the manipulator's assessment on the situation. A victim who is lonely, desperate, and seeking support and comfort is likely to be love bombed more intensely and overtly, as the manipulator feels they will be receptive to it. Similarly, a more grounded victim will require a less intense and more subtle onslaught of positivity. Two important lessons about CEM can be learned from the description of the love bombing technique. First, it illustrates perfectly the covert nature of CEM. Imagine trying to recognize love bombing as something negative. Well, this person was really nice to me and made me feel really good. Such a statement is unlikely to trigger any red flags or warning signs of abuse taking place. This is a textbook illustration of how something with a negative outcome can be disguised as something positive. The second general lesson related to CEM we can learn from understanding love bombing is how CEM is calibrated to the unique situation each target presents. Experienced manipulators will have covertly controlled many people in their past and will have learned from each experience. They therefore know the right intensity and timing of any given CEM technique in any given situation. For example, everyone responds differently to various love gestures. Compliments work well on some, while gifts have more of an effect on others. If someone who was not experienced within the field of CEM attempted to love bomb a target, it is unlikely they would have much success in doing so. This is because it requires an understanding of the precise extent to which a victim will respond to certain techniques and not others. Just as a doctor is able to prescribe the right cure in the right dose, the dark manipulator is able to use the right manipulation in the right amount. Reinforcement, a CEM stack sequence. Intermittent positive reinforcement is a technique that often follows love bombing chronologically. It is a way of controlling a victim without them realizing what is occurring. The typical sequence of a textbook CEM scenario involves love bombing, followed by positive reinforcement, followed by intermittent positive reinforcement. The reason for this sequence will now be made clear. Love bombing is the unconditional, unearned, and intense display of positivity from a manipulator to their target in the earliest days of their interaction. It has the purpose of softening up a victim's defenses, increasing their reliance on the person manipulating them, and setting the frame of a positive relationship, friendship, or whatever other form the interaction takes. The next step after love bombing is often positive reinforcement. This is a switch of behavior in which the manipulator no longer displays relentless, unconditional positivity toward their victim. Instead, the manipulator withholds any positivity whatsoever until a time when the victim is performing a desired behavior. So, for example, if the manipulator wants their victim to call them frequently, the manipulator will only show positive response when this happens. The victim will be unaware that positive attention is being used strategically against them, but will subconsciously comply with the wishes of the manipulator to experience the good feelings on offer. This predictable positive reinforcement is then replaced by intermittent positive reinforcement, or IPR. IPR involves the withholding of expressions of positivity even when a desired behavior is displayed. For example, if the manipulator wants their victim to offer to buy them things and the victim complies, the manipulator will only reward this desired behavior with a positive emotional response some of the time. The unpredictability causes a deep subconscious craving for positive attention on behalf of the victim, without the victim ever having conscious knowledge of what is happening. The victim will then begin to chase a good reaction from the manipulator by any means possible. The manipulator has their victim behaving in a certain way, and the victim will have no awareness whatsoever of what they are doing or why they are doing it. The preceding sequential technique of love bombing, positive reinforcement, and finally intermittent positive reinforcement illustrates one way a covert emotional manipulator can deploy positive expression and cold withdrawal to sculpt the emotional response of their victim. Reality denial is a CEM technique that initially impacts upon the mind rather than the emotions of the victim. The consequences, however, can devastate a victim's emotions, as you are about to see. Reality denial. One of the most terrifying experiences a human can endure is the feeling of losing their own sanity. This is bad enough if it can be explained by something understandable, such as mental illness or the temporary byproduct of stress. But it is even more unsaid out. And yet the feeling of insanity has been covertly induced by an emotional manipulator. Reality denial refers to a range of CEM techniques that all have the same purpose, destroying a victim's sanity to serve the manipulator's own selfish aims. The way reality denial takes place and its impact will now be explored in greater detail. One of the main principles underpinning reality denial is graduality. Manipulators are unlikely to instantly aim for the total destruction of a victim's sanity, as such an outcome is almost impossible to achieve without being detected. Instead, skilled manipulators tend to take the slowly but surely approach. This involves the gradual erosion of a person's sanity until their trust in their own faculties is standing upon the flimsiest of foundations. So how does a covert manipulator begin the process of eroding a victim's sanity? It often starts with a small-scale undermining of a victim's confidence in their own memory. The manipulator will engineer various situations in which a victim is left questioning their own recollection of events. The manipulator will always ensure that their own portrayal of what really happened is the one that ends up seeming the most credible. This process of minor confidence erosion actually serves two covertly manipulative purposes simultaneously. First, it reduces the victim's trust in their own powers of recall and understanding. Second, this trust is transferred onto the manipulator instead. It is important to note that this will never seem like a big deal at first. The manipulator will simply come across as the person with a slightly better memory. The victim will even be thankful they have someone whose recollection they can rely on. Over time, the covert emotional manipulator will increase the severity of the events they make the victim question. What starts as seemingly harmless and insignificant will be amplified into a victim losing all confidence in their own cognitive powers. The most insidious element of this process is the victim's tendency to blame their own mind for the loss of ability. Skilled manipulators will also be the ones pulling the strings, but never, ever letting the victim become aware of what is really taking place.
My new money goal? Refinance, free of cash, turn my spare room into a recording studio.
Discover and compare the smartest credit cards, more standards, and this is what will happen on NerdWallet.
All right, guys, that was actually it. That was actually it for that. But, you know, just go ahead and just, you know, I'm going to just kind of paint a picture of a few things on this particular broadcast that is going on, you know what I'm saying, so that you can be aware. Take it how you want it, you know what I'm saying, but emotional manipulation is one of the top keys on the chessboard, all right? And another one is World War III is spiritual, I hope you guys know, and also germ warfare.
Brothers and sisters, bless your energy. Just spread the wisdom. As we're watching everything go on right now, we are seeing a war on our planet. And this war is not only against the original people, the beings whose forefathers brought them here have made a decision to turn on not only their own, not only our people, but also their own people. Not to say that we must join hands together in war, because I don't approve of that, neither does Mother Cosmos. But just remember, this dream that they had, the promised land, which was our planet. The promised land, which was, they say, the land of milk and honey, which was Atlantis. They made it to our planet some 500 years ago. All right. as we see this war happening, it takes me back a couple years ago when Bill Gates made the statement. He said World War III will not be a war of guns and bullets. It will not be a war of bombs and war machines. He said World War III will be germ warfare. World War III is happening right now. People are looking for China and all these other places to be shooting each other and blowing each other up and firing nuclear missiles and all that stuff. It's all a lie. They're lying about this here, because all these countries, remember, all of these so-called leaders, they all work together. They all work together. All right? And they have made the decision that the planet is overcrowded because they want to control the entire dynamics of our planet. They've done enough when they came here and destroyed everything. It's even in the book called the Bible. They said, oh, and the Israelites finished off of all the giants on the land. Which the, when you see land in the Bible, that means the planet. All these fallen giants, and we look at the damage that they did to our planet, but now they have turned on their own people, which, you know, the old saying, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And then after we destroy the common enemy, we go and destroy the rest of them, because guess what? Guess what? They're going to do just what their forefathers sent them here to do. All right? Remember, all this loving stuff that they have, that they want to have with us or whatever, they are designed to stop the bloodline, the royal bloodlines between the two original people. So it's not about we joining forces with them. No. It's about us joining forces with each other and remembering who we are, because these beings here are very devious. They're very devious. Right now, everything is taking a toll, and these orc beings are now targeting our people. The original virus that hit the planet was literally pure solar energy. All right? They said the coronavirus has been here for years, but, you know, first time I ever heard of it. You know, but hey, who knows? But what I have discovered through meditation and understanding what's going on is that this virus, this germ warfare, this virus that these beings claim is all throughout the air, and you get a fever and all this stuff here, this virus does not exist outside of the hospital. No, it doesn't. This is germ warfare. It does not exist outside the hospital. People, sheeple, all right, because they're sheeple. What's the first thing people do when they feel like they have a cold? The first thing that they do is they run to the doctor, all right? They run to the doctor, and they say they're looking for this guy or this woman, whoever, to give them something to alleviate the sore throat or the runny nose, or, you know, a B12 shot for the bronchitis. But right now, what's happening? People are going in, especially our people. Lots of our people who are going in. And to get treated, and they don't come out. It's like the Roach Motel. Go in, but you don't come out. They go in, and these doctors administer certain vials of poison into their bodies that causes their immune system to completely decay, and the mucus rises in the body to try to be a second part of the immune system to protect the body from this virus, and the poison then makes the mucus mutated, and this is like an instantaneous deadly cancer that happens that they call the coronavirus. And then the people die instantly. The coronavirus only exists in the hospitals. Just remember that, guys. Remember that. It only exists in the hospitals. But what we have here is World War III. Well, all these countries or these players of the elite, so-called elite group, are telling everybody all over the world, you got to take a vaccine, you got to take this shot, you got to do this. This is germ warfare. This is the real World War III. And this is why we as the original people must raise our energies and prepare ourselves for the inevitable battle to fight for our planet and our people, and to get ready to annihilate these beings once and for all. This is why we are being trained. Remember, when you talk about germ warfare, you're talking about all types of biological weapons, what you call poisons, that they use through injection methods. And they use the media, and so many people have been dumbed down throughout time on our planet, and they have been believing these earth beings and their pharmaceutical industries, and they just follow suit. Look how many people walking around with face masks on and rubber gloves and all this stuff here, and it's like, okay, well, before you wasn't sick, are you sick now? And you try to explain to the dumbasses, and they don't understand because they so goddamn dumb. It's pointless to even talk to them. It's like talking to a freaking a rock. Seriously. So you must understand that we're going through a change right now, where we're gonna have to gear ourselves up and prepare ourselves for this inevitable battle, this inevitable war. It begins with germ warfare, and they use their law enforcement. I see Mr. Donald Trump just well, they say he signed an executive order. You got to remember that Congress. It says in that Congress have absolute rule of the United States and all this. Blah, 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 blah. So only thing Trump did was signed off what Congress approved. And they approved this thing in the silent, in the shadows. All right? I try to keep up with all the bills, but all the bills that they have are not online. They have these shadow bills. I knew something was going to happen. But Trump just signed the bill to activate 1 million reserve military outlets or people. You know, people is an outlet. Each person is an outlet. And they're talking about using these military outlets as a way of trying to force someone to do something against their will. Remember, we talked about balance is true power, and when you have to try to force someone, that is not power. That is just a force of act, a show of force. We're going to be talking very briefly, we're going to be talking briefly very soon on what happens when you go into that beast mode. because you have to remain in balance in order to deal with these idiots that we're dealing with that call themselves authorities. You have to be in complete balance. You have to be in complete inner peace. You cannot be angry and mean and mad. You can't be on the other side of the coin. You have to be in complete, perfect peace within yourself and within the cosmos in order to deal with them. Understand where I'm coming from. Because we have powers within our bodies. We have energies. We have radioactive elements within us. We have to prepare ourselves to get ready for this inevitable battle, because these beings are now initiating World War III, and they're targeting our people. Because if you notice, a lot of our people are starting to get this coronavirus thing because, like I said, they're sheeple. And the first thing they want to do is run to the hospital, run to the doctor. The doctor said this, I go get to the doctor, go to the doctor, go to the doctor. And then someone says, hey, try this herbal method. No, I'm going to the doctor. I always go to the doctor. You know, he give me everything I need, you know, da-da-da-da-da. And then they go in and they don't come out and they're dead. No illnesses, no nothing. Just go to get checked out and end up dying because they were administered a poisonous virus in the hospital. Understand where we're coming from, my people. This is World War III. This is the real World War III, which is germ warfare. We've talked about this before. We've talked about, where does World War III begin? Where does it begin? All these countries where you see they're talking about quarantine and you sit, you gotta sit and sit in your house or whatever else, and you're like sitting ducks, not moving around. Believe me, they're preparing for germ warfare. We must prepare ourselves to unleash a power from our bodies so great and powerful it will literally shake the entire planet. Get yourselves together, my people. This is some serious stuff. I'm watching the cosmos as well as I'm watching the planet, as well as I'm watching nature. I'm watching the people. I'm watching everything. And everything is adding up the way it's supposed to. Everything is coming into play. But remember, like this book they put, Revelation, if you don't have 666, which is this carbon body melanin, in the end, you won't be able to do anything at all. It's not a curse for us. It's an advancement. And our enemies, they fear us. They know who we are. And they are literally making plans to try to get us out in the open so that they can do what they want to do. But remember, germ warfare is not the stuff. They don't have nothing to spray in the sky. What they have is needles, and they want to inject you. I'm talking about you can have this injection. You can have this vaccine. That's what they say, you have a vaccine. And this vaccine is going to be for this virus. All right? And the virus does not exist at all. Remember that. The virus only exists behind the walls and the doors of the hospitals. Well, all the workers of evil, these doctors that people have put their trust, have entrusted in so greatly, are the ones who are going to be giving them shots and injected their bodies with something that is going to kill them. Our people are victims. the virus only exists in the hospitals. And this is World War III. This is the reality of it all. Prepare yourselves for war, my people. This is why you've been trained and taught meditation. This is why you've been taught how to go within yourself, tapping into your most inner powers, becoming strong, becoming in balance with yourself, linking into the higher powers of the cosmos, linking into nature, linking into the most powerful energies, going into the darkness, doing your Tai Chi and your rituals, you know, going into and worshiping yourself, because for all, because we have us to fight for. Out of all these beings out here who call themselves Christians, what is God doing? What is Ahaya doing? What is Yahweh doing? What is Jehovah doing? What is Allah doing to stop this? Nothing, because they don't exist. Someone said to me on one of the pages, I worship Ahaya or whoever, Yahweh or whoever. So why isn't Yahweh fighting right now to destroy these beings? Because Yahweh doesn't exist. Ahaya or whoever, Yahushua, Yahweh, Yahweh Shaki, whatever. They don't exist. And they never did exist. Prepare ourselves for war, because this is the real World War III, people. This is the real World War III. And these beings are not playing. They're serious about killing people. Remember, the virus only exists behind the hospital doors. There's nothing on the outside. If you're outside and you feel like you got a little common cold coming on, you feel like you feel like you got a fever or something, you know, hey, that's common when you have a little common cold. That's common. And then people go to the doctor and they get them a shot and then they die in the hospital. What I'm going to do is on my YouTube community posting, I'm going to put a recipe that I use. I call the elixir, and it's all natural, and it's got everything that you need to fight against any type of cold or anything that comes down. I use it on my family all the time. All right, I'll share it with you guys. I'll put it out, and it's important that we must understand that this is World War III that we're in right now, because all over the world, they're all doing the same thing, giving everybody these so-called mandatory vaccines. It's one big joke. But at the same time, the millionaires and the so-called billionaires are all packing their bags because they see this energy coming, and they think that they're going to be underground, and they think that when this energy hits, it's going to kill off the other population that they didn't have a chance to kill off, and they have this dream and vision that it's only going to be them. That's the dream that they have, that it's only going to be them on the planet, enjoying our planet that they invaded. It just don't work like that, guys. It don't work like that. All right. Just wanted to share that with you guys. This virus only exists in the hospital. It doesn't exist outside the hospital walls. I'll catch you guys a little later. Prepare yourselves for war. All power to the multi-chakra celestial energy beings. Peace to you all. Quick message for you guys. I tried to do a recording, but I got a new hand device, and it doesn't allow a whole lot of recording. You know, I can barely get 18 seconds on it. You know, my MO, I'm going to keep on talking, and you catch everything else on the recording. Just want to spread this message to you guys. You know, we're talking about perpetual motion. Perpetual motion, centripetal force, thermodynamics, entropy. This is the physics of of our planet. This is the physics of our universe, the physics of our bodies, the science. Something that we have to get back into is science, because so many of us have removed ourselves from science, okay? Now, the title of this video is Perpetual Motion, Winter is Fake. And what I want to get into is about centripetal force, all right? I'm going to do a more detailed video a little later on, but just want to talk about this real quick, because I want to just want to spread this information, you know, because these white folk have literally lied to us all throughout our years, all throughout our days. Okay, so our planet, how you guys doing? Our planet, all right, spins on an axis. Our planet is a sphere. It spins on an axis, all right, and this is the centripetal force. And it's on the method and the science behind centripetal force. You're talking about a body or an organism that spins, all right, and this spin is tied into an unknown source of energy, or sometimes it's a known source of energy. All right, so the centripetal force, now that you see our planet is on an axis and it spins, its spin comes through perpetual motion. All right, the definition of perpetual motion is an organism or a machine that moves continually without stopping, and it's not plugged into a source of energy. All right, which means that, you know, just like that, you know, when you got that fountain in your house and it's plugged inside the house, that fountain keep going on and on and on, but it's plugged into a system. That is not perpetual motion. Perpetual motion would describe our planet, which continuously moves, continuously spins nonstop. And there is our planet is an organic machine, and it's not plugged into any type of outside source of energy, because it depends on its own energy within itself. All right, that's perfect definition for perpetual motion. All right, now when you have perpetual motion, now you're dealing with entropy. Entropy is the motion of something spinning. All right, now you got the centripetal force. And you got the perpetual motion. The centripetal force tells us that it's spinning, all right, that our planet is spinning. Then you got perpetual motion saying that it's spinning nonstop, all right? Perpetual motion says it's spinning nonstop. And entropy says because of the spin and because of the frequencies outside of it, the outside of our planet that's coming into our planet or whatever, this is causing what they call disorder. In other words, disorder is nothing but chaos. What is the chaos? The chaos comes when you describe thermodynamics. Thermodynamics deal with the heat, all right, with energy, all right, thermodynamics, you know, so you're dealing with heat. So now you see our planet is in a place of centripetal force linking in to perpetual motion is linking into entropy, and the entropy causing thermodynamics. All right, so understand this: winter is fake, and I'm going to do a more detailed video. It's going to be a video that's, you know, one of those visual videos, but winter is fake. See, because at the axis, the top of the planet and the bottom of our planet, the spinning, the heat comes from the top and the bottom, and it moves its way to the center. And what happened is, because of the centripetal force, all right, because of the spin, The heat is distributed all throughout the planet. All right? So there is no way that they say, well, wintertime, the planet is furthest away from the sun. That's the lie the white man told. You know, I ain't going to say orcs this time. I'm going to say white man because I need them to understand that I'm talking about them. All right? This is the lie that the white man told. He told us his lie. All right? So what we have here is our planet consistently moving nonstop, which means that there's a lot of energy that's being distributed worldwide. All right? So what do? They spray the sky. They got HARP. All right? They have this microwave system that they have designed. And they blanket the sky and cover the sky up, all right? Which, this covering the sky up, and I'm exposing you white people, covering the sky up, what's going on? They're stopping the outside energy within the universe and the cosmos from coming into the planet. Because our planet, as it's spinning, is also pulling in energies from the cosmos, even though it has its own source of energy within it. All right? So the top of the planet and the bottom of the planet are the hottest points. All right? But what they did was they learned how to how to link into the energy of the planet. All right? Putting these lithium rods into it down deep into the ground, and they can tap into it, and they have these machines in the North Pole and the South Pole that are constantly running and pushing cold air into the atmosphere. All right, this is their way of controlling the atmosphere. All this stuff is called atmospheric pressure control or atmospheric climate control. That's what it is. So they do this because they need to survive. And then they tell us the lie that it's cold in the north and hot in the south. Now, if you notice in the area where there's like Russia and England and all this area where a lot of these beings live here on our planet, they have literally made it cold. And Russia, they're constantly spraying the sky, constantly spraying the sky. It's like nonstop. It's like, where did they get all this shit from to spray the sky? All right? Because they're trying to not burn up, because in reality, the top of the planet, because of the centripetal force, we're talking about the science of our planet, because of the centripetal force at the top of the planet, that spin, that energy is literally coming directly from the top and moving down. So when they say that there's a polar blast, they say, oh, well, you know, that's a polar blast, and you're watching, you know, things like Wages World, and you might be tied directly into the NASA site, and you know that there was like this massive, huge CME that came to that came from our universal sun that's on our way to the on the way to the planet, and you say, okay, I know why they claim that this is a polar blast is coming, because of CME. The sun just sent out this massive amount of CME. And then what the thing about it is, when that energy comes, the energy hits both of the poles. The energy hit both of the poles, and then that energy is distributed throughout the planet. All right? Which means that winter is fake. Which means that winter never existed. How can you have our planet such a high speed and you have cold air? It's impossible. And now the scientists are saying that the planet is spinning 20 to 30 times faster than it was spinning last year, which means that it's more heat. But they want us to think that it's cold. So you understand this. So when you see your weekly, they say, well, this is the forecast for the week. This is what they're forecasting. This is what they say. This is the forecast for the week. Oh, it's going to be 32 degrees this day and 40 degrees on this day and 35 degrees on that day. They're telling you what they desire, the what they call the South. Now, if you look down in Australia, all right, when that polar blast comes, and it's extremely, extremely cold, especially those days when they made it like 15 degrees below zero because the sun has set like this massive, massive amount of energy up. They don't care about their Australian counterparts. You know? I don't care about them. But Australia was burning up, which means that that energy that came from the South Pole hit Australia. And the energy from the sun is pure. That CME and all, that's cosmic. Okay, hit a dead zone. What do you guys understand this? You guys understand this? There's no way. All right, so you know, entropy is chaos. All right, entropy is order. Entropy is literally chaos. Okay, so when we're dealing with this entropy, all right, we got this spin, we got the frequencies coming in, and this chaos and disorder is nothing but plasma energy. And we remember we did the video. I did the video on the plasma energy. All right, so you guys, all that stuff that's in the air, all the energy balls that's on the ground, they call it a ball of energy, a ball of lightning or whatever. That's plasma. And that plasma is literally a byproduct of entropy, or a byproduct of perpetual motion, which means our planet is constantly moving and constantly spinning. And because our planet is spinning on an axis and is linked into its own energy, what happens? It increases its own spin in certain parts of the cosmos. Now, there are outside forces that influence the spin, especially when you come into a part of the cosmos or the universe that has a higher magnetic fields, and the higher the magnetic fields, the faster our planet is going to spin because our planet is also magnetized. Why? Why is it magnetized? Because our planet is 99% plasma. And remember, what did we learn about plasma? Plasma produces magnetism as well as it pulls in magnetism. All right? So the science of our planet, this directly ties into our bodies. Our bodies run on perpetual motion. We're constantly breathing. We're constantly thinking. We're constantly moving around. There's a black cat across my path just now. Wonderful thing. We're constantly moving around. All right? So you understand this. We are nature. All right? We don't have an outside source of energy. We don't have nothing that we're plugged into to make our bodies move, to make our bodies run. So this is the whole science of it all. Perpetual motion. Entropy. Thermodynamics. Centripetal force. Because our planet spins on an axis. It's supposed to be hot all the time. Which means that we, the original people, got to get our stuff together so that we can get ready to destroy their systems. Nobody's going to come out of the sky for us. Nobody's coming out of the sky. We've got to do this ourselves. And once we... A big difference on the planet. Sometimes the plasma is building up. We talk about, you know, say 2021 is the year of the plasma apocalypse. You got to understand what we're talking about when we say plasma apocalypse. All right? Remember, the word apocalypse literally means to reveal, to disclose. All right? The revelation of it all is what apocalypse means. So the plasma is literally everywhere, all over the planet right now. That's why all these earthquakes are increasing. The earthquakes are increasing and getting more stronger all over the world, all right? Because of the increased amount of plasma, because our planet has increased her speed. And since she has increased her speed, therefore, more plasma is being produced. Because you got to remember, plasma is a byproduct of perpetual motion. And entropy is nothing but the chaos. Entropy literally defines the chaos of around plasma. Okay? Plasma is the chaotic energy that is that comes from the spin of our planet. All right? That goes into the cause and effect. Because our planet spins so fast, the effect is this plasma energy. All right? Right? What we say here, yes, is they're trying to use winter to close the layer because the ozone layer is gone, and they have completely stopped talking about it. They said it's fully closed, and they have nothing. Of course, you know, yeah, ozone layer. You got to understand when you're talking about the ozone is a machine. The ozone is a big machine that they created that sent electrical signals, and they had these in different places and sent electrical signals across across the world, and there was literally a grid, an electrical grid. But because I'm jumping ahead of myself. It was an electrical grid that went across the sky that literally stopped certain cosmic energies from coming into the planet, right? And that's why they were talking about certain things was destroying the ozone layer, but, you know, it wasn't hairspray and all that was destroying the ozone layer. That plasma energy is destroying the machinery that they created. So the ozone is literally a machine, a big giant box that sent huge electrical signals into the air. So as that plasma energy rose, it literally just short-circuited their ozone layer. Because, you know, you got to remember the plasma is free-flowing. Remember the video? And it showed in Kenner, Louisiana, how the plasma energy literally linked into the power lines and destroyed, you know, just miles and miles of power lines. That was plasma energy that did that. So the same thing that happened with their ozone layer system, and they don't want us to know about that. Okay, so this is the science behind our planet that we've got to understand, and we've been lied to so much. Okay, when you're dealing with the earthquakes, what are the earthquakes? All right, because the planet, I talked about our planet spinning. All right, earthquakes are nothing but humongous plasma discharges that are underground, and they can't say these white scientists can't say, well, earthquake don't happen here. Earthquake, it can happen anywhere, but right now in areas like California, huge plasma deposits out in California. You know, that's why when it was the fire during the time California was burning, they say the fire was coming from the ground. That was nothing but plasma. That's all it was. It's nothing but plasma, because fire is plasma. That's the area is concentrated with plasma, and you got other parts like Russia and all these other parts, huge earthquakes, and these plasma deposits are which is nothing but concentrated plasma energy. And when something in nature becomes concentrated and it becomes unstable, it has to discharge, and boom, it explodes underground, and you got the ground shaking. Those are not tectonic plates. These white folk, they lied. These are not tectonic plates. These are literally plasma. This is literally plasma deposits underground, and they can happen anywhere because our planet is 99% plasma. There's no place that it can't happen. All right? So when we talk about our planet increasing their spin, because they're watching our planet, we're talking about more earthquakes. All right, we're talking about more earthquakes. But what's happening is all that plasma that's underground, all right, is coming to the surface. Everything is coming to the surface. And this plasma, when you talk about that plasma apocalypse, the plasma energy is literally going to be charged in the air everywhere, and it's going to expose everything. So you're going to see our white people as well as our people, so-called black people, those who are not connected within themselves, they're going to become more volatile and more violent. And, you know, a lot of them are not going to understand. They're going to be doing things because that energy is going to rise because they're not balanced within themselves. All right. So this is the whole key point of understanding the science behind our planet. All right. You gotta understand the science behind our planet so you can understand what's going on the planet. All right. And once you understand what's going on the planet, then you can understand where we go from now and where we go from here. All right. Remember, our bodies are 99% plasma, which means that we can take huge amounts of plasma. These white people, they can't do it. Their bodies are not equipped with that. So you're gonna have a thing of spontaneous combustion happening. They're not gonna report that. You're gonna have other things that's gonna be happening or whatever. You know, we already saw what happened, all the sun burning, all that. So they want to cover the sky and try to hide our planetary sun. We have a universal sun. We have an atmospheric sun. So they want to try to hide the atmospheric sun because the atmospheric sun works directly with our universal sun. All right? Just like our moon. You know, we learned on that video that about plasma that our moon is nothing but a ball of plasma. All right? And it was impossible for these white folk to go up on the moon because if they would have stepped foot on the moon, their bodies would have literally disintegrated. They would have just turned into ashes because of plasma energy. That's why our moon illuminates at night, because it has its own source of energy. It's not an outside source of energy. Like they say, we've been lied to. The moon illuminates at night because the sun is shining on the moon. No, it doesn't illuminate at night because the sun is, our moon is a ball of plasma, and that plasma is charged up. All right, you get that plasma discharge, and when you have that discharge of plasma energy, it illuminates. So in the absence of the sun, the moon is there, and it illuminates. That's all, because our sun is plasma, our moon is plasma, our planet is plasma, we're plasma. All right, so we're dealing with these four mechanisms: centripetal force, the spin of our planet, spins on an axis. All right, has its own axis that it spins on, centripetal force. And because of centripetal force, we have perpetual motion. So our planet is spinning on the axis, and perpetual motion says it spins and spins and spins and spins and spins, and it never stops. From perpetual motion, we have entropy, which is that chaos, and that chaos brings forth thermodynamics, which is, you know, your volcanoes, your earthquakes, your even the meteors that are coming in, because the meteors are being drawn by the high magnetic fields that the plasma energy is producing. So you guys understand, we get into the science of our planet, because we got to get back into science. All right. So I'm going to do a more in-depth video a little later. And I got to get in here and get me some rest because I had a long day at work. But just wanted to share that with you guys, okay? So I hope you guys take this to heart and get deeper into science, because this is where we got to go, all right? We got to, you know, forget about the election and all the stimulus check and all that. That means nothing, all right? That means nothing. When we get into science and get into the science of everything, we start understanding why things happen the way they happen. Winter is fake. Winter is a manipulated program that was created, where they manipulate the atmospheric temperatures. There is no such thing as winter, because we have, because of the centripetal force of our planet. All right, the top of the planet and the bottom of the planet spinning on the axis. And that heat that's being produced is coming straight to the equator, all right? So the heat is coming straight to the equator, all right? And what happens is literally designed to keep everything tropical. All right, because our entire planet is a tropical planet. You know, that's why you look in the north and say, well, there's a plant that grows there, and that plant only can be seen in some of the tropical areas. The whole planet is tropical. All right, and this is the time everything in nature should be returning now. And our planet is increasing the spin, and
And that's because, you know, even was watching Wages where on, let's say the scientists say we're in a different part of the universe right now, and it's high magnetic fields, and the magnetic fields are getting greater, which means the spin of the planet is going to get faster, which means that as this so-called year goes by, the spin of the planet gets even faster. The plasma energy is going to become more volatile, and it's going to be, and we're going to see a lot of things in the atmosphere. We're going to see a lot of things happening. All right. Everything is designed around energy, right? So you see all this chaos going on with Washington, D.C., all that, just charge it to the plasma because the plasma energy is rising, guys. All right? So if you guys didn't catch the beginning of this here, catch it on the recording, all right? I got to go. Go get me some rest. All right. And as usual, all power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. May chaos reign with you forever. And remember, you know, our planet is not supposed to have winter. It's not supposed to be wintertime anywhere here on the planet. That's the biggest lie they ever created. That's the biggest thing that they ever did was created this winter lie. And there's going to be a more in-depth video on how things work. The mechanics. I'm going to show a video on the mechanics of everything. This is an oral video, but I want to show a video on the mechanics of how everything works the way it works, right? So you can get a visual in your mind. All right, guys. Power to you all. Check you later. Glad you're here, and catch you on the next video around. All right, power to you all. Brothers and sisters, celestial energy. This is Brother Wisdom, how you doing? This is going to be a quick message here. We're going to talk about plasma. I'm going to go well in depth, much in depth on another session. What is plasma? And that's the question. What is plasma? Plasma is made of supercharged ionic particles that flow freely. Brothers and sisters of Celestial Energy, Jesus, Bro Wisdom. I guess that's Cinco Chino, I guess whoever, I don't know who that being is. I don't know who it is. But they made a statement saying there are no powers coming, nor the Anunnaki. You know, it's probably a sleep state versus spiritual. All right, you got to understand I want all of you guys to understand this right here. We, so-called black people, we are the Anunnaki, all right? And the Anunnaki are plasma beings. That's why they are able to do those crazy things. Anunnaki that you hear of, when, you know, it's talking about Dabu 7 and Putin and all that, right? They're plasma beings. And we were once plasma beings here on our planet, okay? What happened during the fall was, you know, we had crystal towers, we had all different other type of towers built up that fed the energy into our bodies, and those towers were destroyed, all right? By these orb beings, and we know, you know, like Brother Marvin Jones, he came in, he's another cosmic elder. He came in and talked about how, added to it, how these orb beings were literally helped by other beings within our universe, all right? And they, you know, they came here because it was a thing of sheer jealousy. All right, we were different color beings. That's why we're called color people. You see right here, this brother here, all right, what color is he? All different types of colors, because this is a prime example of a plasma being, okay? We were purple, we were red, we were orange, we were pink, we were blue, we were magenta, we were fuchsia, we were, some of us were rainbow people, rainbow different, we were a whole shade of rainbow colors. All right, because we were
plasma beings. We still are plasma beings, but remember, we fell into a lower state, into this golden state here, which is literally chaos. But the thing about it is, over the past energy cycles, or so-called years, according to these rock beings, we lost the knowledge of how to create chaos, right? Plasma runs through our veins. Plasma is all within us. We have to seek the plasma energy. Seek, therefore, and you shall find. Knock, and the door will be open to you. Remember, you're traveling the path that cannot be traveled. You're opening the door that cannot be opened, or you're going through the door that cannot be opened. You can't open the door, but you can go through it. Remember, we talked about going through that door and literally charging your soul and your spirit up, and you're going through that door. So the key point is that we, even though this plasma is here, all right, and there was a brother who shared a video about how plasma is like the trump of all elements, or the trump of everything. We were told by these earth beings that magnetism was the highest form of energy across the cosmos, but magnetism is not. Magnetism is literally one of the lower energies in the cosmos, all right? Plasma is the most powerful element, or the most powerful force throughout the cosmos. So therefore, you go into your meditation and you're seeking the re-entry of your plasma energy into your body. Remember, we are literally this is literally 95% spirit, 5% flesh. All of our organs inside of us are literally plasma-based organs, which means that you can literally charge yourself up. Remember, we talked about in the previous video, when you have an excessive amount of plasma, radioactive energy literally can excel in plasma. All right, so we literally have to seek after the plasma energy. All right, it's just like you're going out in the forest and you're looking for a certain flower. You know, that flower's just not going to come to you. You got to seek after that flower. All right, so the key point is you're seeking after this certain energy. Now, when you seek after this energy, you're seeking after plasma energy, what happens? Plasma energy begins to come to you. Just like we talk about the dark energy. Dark energy is based on plasma. Someone asked to do a video on the black goo. The black goo is nothing but a heightened state of carbon-based plasma. All right, and you see it moving and all. It's alive. All of these things are alive. So the black goo is nothing but a heightened state of carbon-based plasma. So you must go into your meditative state and seek for plasma energy. You seek for it, and you shall get it. All right? Remember, nothing just comes to you without you seeking it. This is the higher mindset. All right? Hoping that someone actually, you know, gets the knowledge, you know. If you look at our trees, look at the leaves on the tree. That's plasma. All right? That's why it's important for us to eat vegetation, because vegetation is full of plasma. Those seeds have plasma-based energy. Powerful, powerful pack. You know, just one little seed can create a tree that grows thousands and thousands of feet in the air. Just one seed. That seed is power packed, pure plasma energy. So you understand that the only way that you're going to get this is if you seek for it. All right? And this video is explained Dragon Ball Z. It explained Iron Man. It explains Star Wars. How everything was plasma based. You know, you've been lied to by these orc beings, these white people, in their educational books. Magnetism is the highest form of energy. And I had said that one time before, until I started linking into the cosmos. And when that brother showed me the video, that was the first time I ever saw that video. You know, to be honest with you, that's the first time I ever saw that video. But I learned through internal teaching that plasma is the most powerful force. You got plasma energy, you got orgone energy, all right? You know, those are some of the highest forms of energy. The crystals are made of what? plasma. All right, so that's why the crystals charge up our body. That's why you hold a crystal, you feel that energy going through your body, because that's plasma coming from the crystal, pairing up the plasma that's within your body. All right, so the key point is we got to seek out the energy. So if you look right here, and it's kind of crazy, they got a light right there. Yeah, that light is right there over the brother's hand right there. But that's plasma. All right, this is all plasma. This right here is a plasma-based energy. That's this what they call the fluorescent light. You know, these orc beings do have some plasma, but not a lot. What do you think they get the plasma from to create their machines? They get it from our bodies. All right. They can't just pull plasma directly from the planet. Plasma has to be pulled from plasma-based beings. So our people are killing each other. Our people are eating improperly. All right. And these orc beings are doing what? They're draining all the plasma from their veins after they perish. So you leave you said spiritual being caught up in this illusion, you end up causing yourself to die, or you either end up killing someone, or you know, however, whatever happens, and now your powerful body is left for these I call them scavengers. That's what these orc beings are. They're nothing but scavengers. All right, you know, these monkeys are number scavengers. That's all they are, and they literally scavenge all this plasma from our bodies. All right, so understand. So if you want to become a more powerful plasma being, then you must seek for the plasma. You know, when you seek it for dark energy, what is dark energy? We say dark energy is a form of plasma. Okay, so plasma is the most powerful energy base, which you want to call element, or whatever you want to call it, element, however you want to call it, and known across the cosmos. All right? So there's nothing more powerful than plasma, and that's why we were these different colors. That's why they call us colored folk. You understand why they call us colored folk? Because we just fell from our powers. And these orc beings literally watched us fall from our power. They watched us. They literally watched us shrink in size. They watched us turn from red and pink, and some of us were like pure gold. And some of us were blue and purple and orange. They literally watched us go from this state right here to this state right here. They watched us change. And then as soon as they saw that we no longer had plasma, because what happened? They caused our planet, our realm, to literally fall from the higher realms of the heavens. So therefore you seek that which is the highest part of the heavens. What do? You pull in the entire realm up back into where it's supposed to be. All right? So we're chaos right now. All right? So we were tricked, but now, since we know the trickery that's here, when these beings fall and we finally destroy them, and we shape and we shift into more powerful beings, what happens? We're going to remember everything, and they'll never have the chance to come and say, "We come in peace." Never again, because as soon as we hear, "We come in peace," we cutting their ass up in pieces. That's number one. So you must seek for the plasma energy. All right? It's here. It's here. The magnetism is rapidly depleting because we're going into higher mindsets. Our mindsets, remember, it only takes a few of us to pull this gigantic, colossal organism into the heavenly realms. And it's a few of us, a couple million of us, that's actually pulling everything up in the higher realm. That's why we always say, it's like 1% of our people are actually going to save the planet. All right? So you got to understand, you know, your 144,000 demonic forces, what? They're plasma beings. That's why they can't be hurt. All right? They talked about that arc of light, that video I was watching talked about that arc for Iron Man. It said it was plasma energy. So you literally can increase the plasma energy in your heart. You can increase the plasma energy in your body. Seek after it. Go into your meditative state and seek after this plasma. Seek after it. Say within yourself, I seek for the plasma energy. I yearn for the plasma energy. I pull in the plasma energy from the cosmos and nature. I pull it into my body. I expand myself into more to a more powerful plasma-based organism. You know, go and do that in your meditation. All right? And remember, we got the information, you know, being these divine energy beings, these crystal beings. What's that divine energy? The crystal energy is nothing but plasma. It's what it is. It's nothing but plasma. So you have to seek after that. You know, seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open. The information is there. It's all about you. What do you want? Remember, nothing's coming to you without you seeking for it. If you don't look for a job, you're not going. A job's not just going to come to you if you don't look for a job. Hold on here. Okay, so I'm back here. The jobs is not going to come to you. You got to seek for it. You know, if you want a wife, if you don't go out and date, the woman just ain't going to come to you. You got to date. You got to seek. Same thing if you want a husband. If you don't go and date, then one's just not going to come for you. You know, if you want a car, the car's not going to come to you. You got to go out and say, I need a car. I got some money in my pocket. Money is a form of energy, right? I got some money in my pocket. And I'm going to go to this car lot. I'm going to get me a car. Because a car's just not going to pop up right out of your front door. So you got to seek for it. Seeking, you will find. Knocking the door will open. All right. So with that said, the energy within you, you have this energy. So you go into your meditative state. I seek for my body to be filled with pure plasma energy. I seek for the return of the plasma-based beings, the plasma energy within me. I seek to be filled with pure energy from the cosmos. So you see what I'm saying? These things, you seek for the plasma energy. All right? Because everything is energy. Your thoughts are energy. All right? Your words are energy. The things you do is energetic. So you put that thought out there. Remember, your thoughts travel 477 trillion miles per second. All right? So you put that thought out there. And as you put that thought out there, the energy is going to come right to you. You're going to start feeling that energy. You're going to start sensing it. It's going to start pulling into you. All right? So you increase your plasma energy. All right? There's nothing that you can't go on Amazon and find or whatever because the plasma is in you. Remember, that's plasma. That's pure plasma in our blood. All right? But the key point is fruits and vegetables, nuts and grains, that feeds our plasma. Seeking after higher levels of plasma energy from the cosmos and nature. And you'll feel that energy enter your body. And you feel your body getting charged up. Okay? So we are literally growing. And this is what Mother has given us. Mother is returning that plasma energy back to the planet. Which means that we're rapidly moving up back into the higher realms. Which means the lower realms are magnetized realms, all right? The magnetic fields, the electromagnetic fields. Now we're moving back into the photon and plasma energy. The higher your mindset and the higher you move. So everything is going back up the way it's supposed to be because it can no longer be held down, all right? So seek your higher thoughts, all right? So just want to pass that message on to you guys because you got to understand that we are facing an enemy that literally doesn't want us to return to this state of being. They don't want us to return to there. It's pure plasma energy being. Pure plasma energy being. This is what we looked like. Blue, green. Some of us were jet black. Some of us were peach color. Some of us were purple. Some of us were magenta, red, yellow, orange. We were plasma-based beings. And we still are plasma-based beings, but we're the chaotic form of plasma and not the peaceful form of plasma, even though we literally protected our planet. But what happens? We literally will convert into a more powerful plasma-based beings, and it's going to be, we're going to be a chaotic plasma. Now we're going to be, after this fall and after everything happens, now we're going to be on guard all the time. We let our guards down because we got complacent. We're like, everything's okay. This time, now, chaos reigns forever. Chaos never leaves us. Chaos is an organism that literally churns up rage and fury. Rage and fury are plasma-based organisms. One is feminine, and the other is masculine. So you have a feminine plasma, you have a masculine plasma, you also have a neutral-based plasma, all right? That black goo is literally nothing but pure feminine plasma energy, nothing but negative energy. That's your venom. What they did was they made venom into a masculine being. Venom is actually a feminine being, that black goo. Pure, nothing but pure carbon-based plasma. And us, the original people, we can touch that. And once we touch that, it begins to gravitate toward us because it sees the plasma, the energy that's in us, and then it fills our veins. It fills us up. The pure plasma energy. All right? That's why these world beings are really, really watching us heavily, because they're like, you know, we're scared. You see, they're no longer talking about Taliban and ISIS and Al-Qaeda. They're not talking about that shit anymore. They're scared because they're watching us. They're watching me give you guys this information. They're watching me because they know they can't stop me. I already told them who I am. They know who the fuck I am. Play with me if you want to. I'll give you an early, early, early trip to your grave. Motherfuckers, keep playing with me. Taku utamari shi mokuno gamari. There's a stupid ass work being at my job who keeps playing with me. Alright? And I'm gonna show him who I am very soon. Alright? I'm gonna show him who I am. See, what we did in the olden days is we didn't use physical force. Remember, we were quantum-based beings, and plasma being a quantum-based energy, we were quantum-based beings. So we literally linked into the quantum forces. And remember, the word quantum literally means to use less physical force as possible. So we would literally send out quantum energy, stopping the whole scope of time. Quantum literally controls every form of energy. It's one of the highest forms of plasma energy. Alright? So plasma comes in different levels. Alright, my people? Just want to pass that on to you. Just want to pass that on to you. Alright? If you don't seek for it, you'll never get it. Nothing comes to you. You gotta seek for it. Remember that. Just want to key in on this right here. Just want to key in on this. We're here, the chaotic form of plasma right now. So now let's link into the chaos. All right? Link into it. Become more powerful, more energetic. All right? All power to the multi-chakra, celestial, angelic beings. May chaos reign with you forever. And remember who we are. We are plasma-based beings. Like I said, how do you think they get the plasma rockets that they created? They don't have that technology that's anywhere. They get it from our bodies. That's how they get the plasma, from our bodies. Because within us is plasma. And we have to reactivate that plasma. You have to seek on how to reactivate it. You have to seek on how to bring it in you, bring it in alignment with you. This is discipline. Discipline is literally forgetting about everything on the outside of you and going within everything within you. All right, guys? That's who we are. All right? Brother Barry Walker, thank you for the wine, too, brother. Very, very delicious. I love wine. Me and my wife, we are avid wine drinkers. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that wine. I enjoyed it. we're going to very soon talk about music that charges up your plasma also. All right, we're gonna discuss that, and you know the different rhythms or whatever. We're gonna go into that. Okay, guys, don't accept anything as anything, and stay on top of everything. Okay, and again, all power to the multi chakra celestial angelic beings. May chaos reign forever within your bosom, within your soul, your spirit, your everything. Power to you all.
Brother, sister, celestial energies, brother wisdom. A little later, I'm going to come to you guys with this video on, we're going to start on the, we're going to be on the minerals, but we're going to start without the, we're going to start on the sulfur salts, and then from the sulfur salts, we're going to move to the nitrates and, let's see, the nitrates and the phosphates. Oh no, I'll deal with the video, but the first video that's going to go on is going to be about the sulfur salts, and that's going to be dealing with the minerals. When we do that first part of the sulfur salts with minerals, you will really begin to get an understanding of the minerals that's within us. But in the meantime, I just want to talk about karma. You know, karma is something that happens. The laws of karma is something that happens because something else happened. All right? You know, it's the cause and effect. Because this happened, the effect is this or that. Okay? This is the basic laws of karma, and we're watching this happen among these earth beings. You know, you gotta just keep in mind that, you know, these beings have literally did damage to our planet. All right? Karma has no time. All right? There's no time on karma. How this is going to happen, how this is going to happen. Karma happens when someone awakens. All right? That's when karma happens. So because we have made that awakening, that massive awakening all over the planet, we've made that massive awakening, karma is taking place right now. We're watching it. We're watching it in real time. You know, look at these orc beings. Look at all the mankind and the humans. Look what they did. You know, wiped out whole generations. You know, look over there in Indonesia. Look over there in Papua New Guinea. What they're doing to our people, killing and beating our people, and you know, displacing our people, doing all these things to our people, you know, and they actually think that karma's not going to hit them. You know, look at look at the queen of England, Elizabeth, that fucking lizard ass bitch, fuck her. Look what the fuck she's doing. She's got all of our jewels. She plays a definite role in the destruction of our people. Alright? Look at this. Look at what they're doing. Look how they wiped out whole generations of our people, and then they have it documented and says that we realized as we begin to kill the Negroids, they call us Negroids. As we begin to kill the Negroids, we realized that the planet was cooling off. So therefore, they continued on because they couldn't take the heat from our planet when they first got here. You know, look at when they first got here and they had the zoos and had our people walking around in zoos because their people had never seen us before. Their people had never seen any of us before, and they caused us to fall from our power, and they had zoos. They had us in cages and had us walking around in chains. They were having sex with us and molesting us and just, I mean, cutting us up and all kind of things. I mean, they were just doing everything to us that was against nature. And they thought that they will continue to do that. Look how they're killing out people and taking out body parts and all this stuff. You know, karma is getting ready to take place, my people. Karma is getting ready to take place. That's why I tell our people all the time, I say, you need to get some seeds. You need to get yourself, you know, buy some seeds, get yourself some canned goods, water, some beans and dry beans and rice and all kind of other food, you know, because karma is getting ready to take place. Karma is getting ready to take place. Locking our people up in jail, you know, the brother get a life sentence for stealing a pack of bubble gum, and these beings laugh about it. You know, brothers and sisters being locked up. They got the sisters in prison wanted to euthanize them so that they won't have children anymore. You know, or sterilize them. Not euthanize, but sterilize them. But that's the euthanization of their reproductive organs. So we can say euthanize. You know, look at what they're doing to our people. Now we got a vision of our people. How they hung us and slaughtered us and enslaved us and did whatever they wanted to do, used us to make money. Karma is coming, my people, because we have awakened. Now look at how they cut down the trees and killing the animals for sport. Huh? Just to cut the head of the animal off and put it on a wall. Cutting down the trees because they said, oh yeah, we need to implement a 5G program and the trees is in the way. And they cut down the trees and they dig up the land and take land away from how look how they took away the land from us all over and gave it to some Siberians. Some goddamn Siberian humans. Gave it to the Siberians and called the Siberians Indians and gave them our tribal names, and these Siberians are running around here talking about, oh yeah, we're the native and we're the original people on the land. Alright? This is what they did, my people. How they dug up the ground and constantly taking the oil, and they say, well, you know, the planet replenishes. No, it's not here for you to take. This oil, our planet has veins. This oil belongs in the planet. It's part of the balance of how they offset the balance. Look at the barren lands. You know, when you go into the downtown areas and to the inner city areas or whatever, that's barren land. I don't care how many buildings there, that's barren land because all the trees are gone. All the waters and the rivers and valleys, that land is barren. It can't produce any fruit because the ground is covered up with concrete. And buildings. Look at what they're doing, how they're stealing the energy from the planet and got us paying them pieces of paper for energy that's free. Karma is coming. How they spray in the sky so that the planet won't be able to, so that we won't be able to enjoy the planet. How they turned our people against each other. When we were once in sync and in tune with each other, now our people are turned against each other. Look at what they've done. And they do this for monetary values so that we can kill each other, so that you have one person in the grave and they've taken the organs from that one person. You got another person of our people in the jail cell. You make, and you making, they making their monies through the stock market on us, whether we're dead or whether we are fucking alive. Karma is coming, and it's coming this year, and karma is already in the beginning stage. We told you guys 2020 would be a complete and total massacre, and this is what's happening. Karma. Karma has no time. Karma waits when it waits for the person to awaken.
So if you got somebody who's fast asleep and somebody done broken their house and destroyed everything, when that person wakes up and finds out who did it, that's when karma takes place. Because karma only happens when those who are asleep have awakened. Like we said, karma has no time. Karma has no time at all. So this is what's happening, my people. This is what's happened. Karma is taking place. And these orc beings, this mankind creature and this human creature on our planet, all right, this mankind creature and this human creature on our planet are going to pay. They're going to pay with their dear life. They're going to pay with their blood. All of them. All of them. We've already established that their forefathers started everything, set the precedent. Their forefathers set the precedent. And they carry the blood of their forefathers. I don't care how much they say, oh, we are, you know, I love your black people. And I'm married to one. And I'm dating. I have black friends. You know, we ain't black. That's number one. We ain't black. But you think that you're doing something? You think that you're trying to make up for what your forefathers did? I don't care what you say. You carry their blood, and karma has to take place because the sins of the father fall upon the children. Karma takes place. Karma is taking place, my people. Karma is happening right now. This coronavirus ain't this is not something that's just gonna pass away and disappear. No. It's attacking every bloodline, and it ain't finished. There are three more, even more deadly viruses that's on the way. And these viruses are going to be attacking the bloodlines of the forefathers, and all of their forefathers did dirt to us. I don't care when they stopped. They say, well, you know, my great-great-great-granddaddy did this, and my great-great-granddaddy did this, and my great-granddaddy did this, but my granddaddy, he made a change. Okay. All right. Your granddaddy made a change. But guess what? You still carry that blood. You got guilty blood. And karma, the laws of karma, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, says for every soul loss, we're taking three of yours. That's what karma says. Because one of us is equal to three of them. That's how powerful we are. One of us is equal to three of them. So for every one of us, it's three of them. China, Japan, Korea, all down in Brazil, in South America, Mexico, Russia, all those areas with their forefathers, Canada, all those areas, every place on this planet where their forefathers came in and decimated the land and killed the people so they could take the land. All of them were going to pay. Karma must take place. Karma must take place. It's going to be a beautiful day. At the same time, it's going to be a day of weeping and crying and blood spilling all over the land. Because karma must take place. Karma must take place. All power to the multi-chakra celestial energy beings. Just looking at. Brothers and sisters of the celestial energy. This is Brother Wisdom. What's going on, guys? I went on the YouTube community posting and posted about Bebe Kids, and myself and a brother at the workplace, you know, had a really, really big discussion And, you know, I was telling, you know, we were talking about baby kids and how the movie was so significant, but because at the time we were looking so much at the entertainment in it and laughing that we could not see the message that was being put out. Now you see Bebe left her children. It's, you know, this is done by Brother Robin Harris, you know. You know, Mother Nature rest his soul, you know. They did the brother wrong, just like a lot of our people. But, you know, Bebe sent $20, all right, to have the three of them go to this amusement park, all right, with Robin and his girlfriend and her son. Now, you know, everything is numerical value, 20. They gave him $20, two, which is a symbol of angelic energy. Three is the symbol of Trinity. But it was four children in all. So four, which represents perfection. And the youngest was the smartest, who was the baby. But in this thing here with baby kids, it was showing us that you had this Robin Harris girlfriend, I forget the girlfriend name, or the friend girl, whoever she was, her son was representation of our brothers and sisters who were caught up in the system. You know, oh, you got to do this, you got to pay your taxes, you got to do that, you know, you got to do it the way the law says. Oh, if the police get behind you, you got to do this. You know, if they take you to court, you got to do this. You got to pay this. This is what they were. Baby kids represented those who were free-hearted, who didn't give a damn about nothing. And they were trying to tell him, you know, because they were picking on him. He was like, you know, you gonna do such, such, such. You gonna do this or do that. You know, they were picking on him because he was so closed-minded. How many brothers and sisters you know out there are actually closed-minded? You know, how many brothers and sisters you know who are actually sitting up waiting for the system instead of being a free heart and a free mind, focusing on how to free myself? Very few that you know, that you can count on your hand. But it's a whole lot more who caught up in the system. So Bebe Kids was the children and who were like, we're going to have a free heart, we're going to have a free mind, and their energy was so great that the orc beings, or the so-called white people in this movie, were scared of them, and they feared their energy. And they finally woke the young brother up, and he finally realized that he didn't have to be a part of the system. He didn't have to link into the system. He finally realized that I can be free. I don't have to go to school. I don't have to wear a suit. I can wear my locks. I can do what I want to do. I can build what I want to build. So, in the essence of the movie, the energy got so high, and they started doing whatever they wanted to do, and they started fucking that amusement park up, and that amusement park was the representation of this whole governmental structure, because it's just an amusement park. That's all it is. It's not real. It's just an amusement park. It's a game. It's all a fantasy. It's all it is. So they ended up exerting so much energy that even this white police officer began running from them. These were children. They were nothing but children. But the children represented the energy, the power, showing us how much power that we actually have when we have a free mind and a free heart.
And they literally brought that amusement park, that colossal, huge amusement park, down to the ground. And this is where we are going. We are going in this route, okay? We're moving in this route because now we're saying, you know, we got to have a free mind. We got a free heart. But people say we're tired of this shit. You know, so saw a brother at the gas station. He's like, you know, my day has just started, but I don't want to start it. I could be doing something else. And the thing about it is we could be building. We can be creating. I was watching a video of how to build pyramids from bricks. And I'm like, we can do this. We can start building pyramids from bricks. And we can build huge pyramids from bricks. And we can put crystals and all kind of other things into them. We can really, really do this. Because we got to have a free heart and a free mind. We have been through too much pain and suffering. We have gone through 500 years of genocide. These beings doing whatever they want to do to us on our planet. They telling us what we can do, what we can't do, when we can move, when we can walk, how we can talk. They telling us, and they're on our planet. They're on our land. We have to be baby kids. We got to be free and say, you know what? I don't care. I don't care nothing about you. I don't care nothing about your system. Let's turn this car upside down. Let's chase this police officer down and beat the fuck out of his ass. Show him how much power he got. They don't have no power. See, what they've caused upon us is a mental contusion. When you say a contusion is a bruise. So they mentally bruised us and caused us to fall from something that was so powerful. And they want us to live under the likes of them. They want us to continuously take the mess from them spraying the skies and creating winter time, and we going running out buying coats and shoes and boots, and you know, they want us to continually be victims to their system. They don't want us to wake up. They don't want us to see the reality that we're supposed to be a free mind and a free heart. That's what made us so powerful. It's because we had a free mind and a free heart. So they had to force upon us something that was not real. I just had a deja vu occurrence. So I saw myself talking, doing the same speech, but I couldn't remember where I saw it at, but I saw myself. I had to be in the astral room or something. But they want to control our entire livelihood, and we can't let them do it. We can't. We have to become the children. And you see, that's why I like baby kids, because they were just free. They were just free. And like we said, these orc beings, they fear. Their greatest fear of us is a free heart. Their greatest fear is an unlearned heart. And when we talk about unlearned heart, we talk about those who are not learned in that system. And the baby kids, they were unlearned in the system. They didn't care about the police. They didn't care about nothing. You had this police officer with a gun on his hip and a badge, and he's running from these four children who were literally wreaking havoc in their little la-la land that they created. They tore that thing down. They brought that amusement park to the ground. And this is where we must be. So we got war. We've got a reason to war. And we are letting them know that, hey, you can't turn us against ourselves anymore. There's many of our people who who have worked against their own, we're starting to see that many of them are turning around. Brother Jerome, I got your message too, brother. Hey, my apologies too. All right, my apologies too. We're going to come together one day, two of us and the rest of the brothers and sisters, because we got a lot of work to do. First, we got to prepare our hearts for this inevitable war so that we can go ahead and take back what belongs to us. But yeah, this is what they fear. They fear a free heart. They fear a soul that knows who he or she is. And all these lessons that we have learned, dark energy, worshiping yourself, the light energy, the radiation, the magnetism, the powers that's within us, the ability to control the forces. I mean, all this stuff that we've learned, we must apply it every day. And we must apply it and put it to the test and see that once I link it to myself and there's no more fear, because that's what the baby's kids didn't have. They didn't have fear. There was no fear in their hearts. They didn't care. And this is where we got to be. I don't care about your system. I don't care about your money. Just like I said, I like the Joker. Why the Joker? He went and broke into the bank and he took all those millions of dollars. He didn't want the millions of dollars for himself. He burnt the shit. He burnt it because he says, I don't need it. He says, you guys are crazy. You are crazy. And this whole system is crazy. They're idiots. And a lot of our people, you know, like we said before, they're following after this system, and they keep doing the same thing over and over again, hoping for different results. But what did the baby kids do? They didn't do the same thing. They were doing different things. Every time you turn around, they was doing something. They was tearing something up, and it's like, I don't care. It's not mine. And this is how we need to be. It's not my system. Why the fuck should I care? Why the fuck should I care? Why should I care if that building burns down? Oh, let me put it on fire for them. Why should I care? So many of our people are stuck in that mindset that, oh, you know, you gotta care for this right here because, you know, we need the money for this and that. We don't need a goddamn thing for these motherfuckers. We don't need no reparations. I saw something about some reparations or whatever. And I'm like, me and the brother was talking. I said, there is no amount of money that these beings can give us to repair, because reparations is repair rations. That's all reparations is repair rations. So you giving us rations of money to repair something. There is no money on the planet that you can give us to repair the damage that you guys did to our people, wiping out entire generations. When we say entire generations, we mean there are generations right now that were on the realm, or that were here on our realm, within our realm, that are no longer here. The entire bloodline has been destroyed. Whole generations gone. Mother, father, sister, brother, grandmother, grandfather, uncle, aunt, cousin. Whole generations are gone. There is no amount of money that you could possibly give, that you orc beings could possibly give, to replace the bloodlines that were completely wiped off the planet. There's no money. There's no money to give to replace all the trees that you destroyed, all the rivers and the lakes that you destroyed, all the fruit that you destroyed. And the thing about it is, even our ancient fruit, they have our ancient fruit, the seeds of our ancient fruit,
boxed away somewhere as some seed distribution or some seed holding place. Well, they have all of our seeds, and I think it was like three different areas, and one of them got one or two of them got flooded out, and I think they have one left. Well, they have all of our seeds, so there's no amount of money that you can possibly pay us to replace all the gold on our land that you've stolen, the diamonds, the precious gems that we use for technology. We didn't use them to hoard them. That was just a meteor strike that happened in Brazil a few days ago, and some pretty large-sized meteors, like a few hundred of them, landed. And you guys can look it up and follow it up on yourself. But several hundred of them landed. And this orc government hears about it. And the Brazilians allowed this. And they ran down there and they put a price on the meteors. This is what they do. This is how low they are. They go and put a price on the meteors. You got something that came from the cosmos for the original people. The ship belongs to us. Whatever comes from the cosmos on this planet belongs to us. This is why we got to get ready and be the fucking baby kids and fuck this shit up and take back what belongs to us and not give a damn about nothing. They put a price. They said, oh, this is worth $26,000. So if you got $26,000, you can have this one big stone. I mean, these are nice size meteors that I saw on the thing I was reading. You look it up. The meteor strike that happened in Brazil. And these orc bands put a price on it. $26,000 per meteor. Because this is what they do. They know nothing else but to put prices on things. And our people have got this notion that, well, you got a price on it, we can do it. No, we got to be the baby kids. And the baby kids knows who the enemies are. The baby kids know these orc things are the enemies. Some of our people today don't know the enemies. They have that time, oh, you can vote for Trump. You can vote for Biden. You can vote for Harris. Guess what? Trump, Biden, and Harris, they're all pedophiles. Huh? They're all pedophiles. Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Michael Jordan, they're all pedophiles. Oprah, Ellen, all of them, they're all pedophiles. So think about it as we have an enemy among us, and we have to be the baby kids, and we just have to not give a fucking damn and have a free heart and a free mind and just fuck they shit up and fuck them up also. Because they got an answer. Their entire species has got an answer for what their forefathers did. And their forefathers did a great disservice to us. A great, great disservice. And we've got to bring the vengeance. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Who's the Lord? We are the lords. We are the landlords. We own this planet. We so-called black people are the owners of this planet. And very soon, we're going to have to show our true ownership, because we're going to have to become the baby kids, and we're going to destroy everything that they created and bring this whole goddamn amusement park that they created to the fucking ground. Don't give a damn about the teddy bears and the little whatever else, you know, that, and the teddy bears and all that represents the money and the cars and the job positions and all that. Don't give a fuck about none of this shit. Just tear the motherfucking shit to pieces. That's what we got to do. We got to become the baby kids and say, you know what? It's over. It's over. Anybody who wants to depart and say, I don't want to do that, you hold your hands up, you say, it ain't time to go yet. What, you trying to leave us? Uh-uh. You joining in with us. because you're a part of this. Yeah, we got to become the baby kids and not give a fuck at all. All right, guys. Just a little motivation, because we're getting ready for war. You can, and these organ beings can feel this shit in the air. They can feel it in the air. You feel it in the atmosphere. It's all over. The tension is high because we're ready to get rid of them. No more negotiations, no mercy, no nothing. And we're going in, and we're going in head first. And like one, the brother was saying, he said, you know what, how are we going to get the heads of them? I said, how do you think you get the heads? You start cutting the tails off, that head going to turn around. You cut the tail of the snake off, that head going to turn around. That's when you get the head, because now he's weak. Because he don't have anyone to fight for them. Their tail is their regular people, the police, the FBI, all that shit. Fuck them motherfuckers up. Show the true power of who we are. We're nature's children. And all those who are confined in the system, we wake their ass up to them and let them know. Slap the fuck out of them. Let them know, hey, wake your ass up, motherfucker. Wake up. Wake up. You've been asleep too long. Let's go to war. Because we've been through too much. All right, guys. Pass this message on to you. Let's become the baby kids. Let's not give a fuck. That's on 100. All right. Peace to you all. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say peace to you all? Oh, I must be tired. But you know what? Inner peace for you guys. You got to have inner peace, because in order to have chaos, you must have inner peace. You got to have inner peace in order to show chaos. Tornado has inner peace. The most peaceful part of the tornado is inside of it. On the outside of it is complete, pure chaos. So you got to have inner peace. So I'll say inner peace to you all. But as usual, chaos. Chaos. We bring chaos to this entire planet. Global chaos. All power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. Chaos to you all.
There is better land watered with my soul.
Society, tell them stop riding me, stop driving us into a suicidal ideology. Trying to feed my seeds, getting high in weed, study my degrees, stay fly, getting paper with some dead white people faces in a circle of spaces around the green. I'm a lean, taking perks. It's a bit of earth, it's a nigga cursed in my blessed. See what I mean? It's a test, life is a test. Life is like a hood, hard, trying not to fall between the cracks. And the cracks are so dark, and the dark seems more appealing than the light in the land where you gotta fight, catch a body in the night. We need a plan to survive the land, survive the storm when it comes through. Either you're busy living or busy dying, look what it's come to. Look what it's come to. So what you gonna do?
Thank you. look what it's come to.